It's Neil Atkinson and Rory Smith in the run-up to Liverpool versus Real Madrid in Paris in the Champions League final. And we're going to talk about the Liverpool paradox. There is this desire, Rory, I think, from possibly some people at Liverpool Football Club in a number of different ways, certainly some Liverpool supporters, to act as though Liverpool are always one way or the other, on the pitch or off the pitch. But we'll talk more here about off the pitch, the underdog. That in all scenarios, Liverpool are the underdog. Liverpool, we can have conversations about competitive balance, you and I have. Liverpool have just finished the last 19 games of the season, winning 16, drawing 3, and the 3 draws are all against sides that finished in the top 4 of the Premier League this season. They've got a global top 6 highest wage bill. They are one of the top 5 best supported clubs in the world, none of whom are owned by a state. They are brilliantly positioned to massively grow commercial incomes across the next couple of years. Liverpool are a super club. Liverpool's success is not the success of some sort of plucky underdog anymore. It cannot be framed that way or phrased that way. Liverpool face Real Madrid on equal footing in this Champions League final in terms of being two of the very biggest clubs in the world.
Yeah, that's all correct. Someone said to me during the Super League thing last year that Liverpool and Real Madrid were very uneasy bedfellows. It's really strange to feel that Liverpool and Real Madrid's interests can a line at any point. There is a chance it was you who said this to me, but I don't think it was. My apologies if I'm wrong. And the way Liverpool kind of squares its the two sides of its identity, that sense that Liverpool is always the underdog, that it's the outsider, that it's not really welcome at the party, and the fact, the very real fact, the undeniable fact that it is a super club in every single way, it is part of the elite, is by treating itself as though, I guess it's the people who've been invited to the table, but they didn't, it was a kind of a begrudging invitation, that they've kind of forced their way to the table, that they've refused to adhere to the dress code, that they don't know which knife and fork to use for the starter, and that they've brought their own beer.